From Hobart, Australia, DX Extra. Welcome to DX Extra show number 3. Hope you are all doing well. I'm Rob Wise from Hobart Radio International with you in Hobart, Tasmania, Australia. Our last show proved to be very popular. In fact, so popular that it chewed up all of the bandwidth for the month. So the website unfortunately was offline for 6 days, but it's excellent news to know you're all tuning in. The problem has been fixed by using a podcast sharing website. I'd like to first read a post by Mike Terry to the DXLD Digest. The amateur radio balloon SDG9 fitted with a CW beacon on approximately 29.498 megahertz, which varies with temperature, is crossing the Atlantic on its way to the British Isles, and reception reports are requested. On the SDG9 website, Robert writes, assuming that SDG9 is still flying at this time, it is possible that stations in England may be within listening range at any time in the next 24 to 36 hours. That is given the ambiguity about the balloon's exact altitude and thus trajectory. It could be within range of England now, or it might not arrive for another day or so. Once it is within range of the given station, it will probably be readable for 4 to 6 hours at most. So if you have the ability to set up Spectran or some other recording software, now would be the time to do it. A gap of 4 hours could cause you to miss the balloon entirely. Assuming that we make it to England, the next Passover would be Spain. NB, after a long night at minus 45 degrees centigrade, the frequency of the transmitter will most likely have been shifted significantly downward, 29.499 to 29.496, as the payload temperature dropped from minus 9 to minus 40 centigrade after sunset on the first day of the flight. If you hear it at all, please drop me a line at rochte@gmail.com. Again, rochte@gmail.com. Thanks, and 73 is Robert. I hope someone is able to catch that balloon's transmission. From the ODXA Digest, starting the 30th of March, VOA reintroduces 2 hours of broadcasting on shortwave for Urdu service after it was discontinued on the 28th of January. 0100 to 0200 hours on 7145 and 11805, and 1400 to 1500 hours on 9580 and 15255. This will definitely improve reception in northern and eastern parts of India. The medium wave channels 972 and 1539 will continue to broadcast at 1400 to 200 hours for 12 hours. And that's from Alok Das Gupta via www.dxasia.info. In Northern America, at least, the move from shortwave to satellite radio, public radio, etc., means that Beeb is collecting money rather than expending it. XM Satellite Radio, which carries BBC World Service to its customers in the US and Canada, presumably pays license fees for BBC content, as does National Public Radio, which distributes BBC World Service feeds to public radio stations across the country. Here in Buffalo, New York, a public AM news station carries a limited version of BBC World Service from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. nightly. Service varies from city to city at the option of the local public broadcaster. I doubt the Beeb realizes revenue from its internet feeds, but I bet it's way cheaper to run a server farm than to maintain huge antenna arrays and power 100-kilowatt transmitters. Sigh. Tom Flinders, Buffalo, New York, from the Shortwave Radio Digest. It was interesting to check out China Radio International's take on the Tibetan civil unrest compared to the Western media's view. CRI News says more countries around the world have extended their support to the Chinese government in its handling of the recent unrest in Lhasa, capital of China's Tibet Autonomous Region. In a strongly worded statement, the Cuban government condemned separatists who launched riots in Tibet, causing casualties and severe loss of property, and attempted to sabotage the Beijing Olympic Games. The statement said attacks on China's embassies and consulates overseas were a severe breach of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, adding that the Cuban government is staunchly opposed to any attempts to interfere in China's domestic issues and harm its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro has said his government denounces the recent Lhasa riots, firmly opposes advocation for Tibet independence, and supports China's handling of the situation. Turkmen Foreign Minister Radhish Meredov said his country supports China's actions in securing its sovereignty. Comorian Foreign Minister Ahmed Ben Said Jaafar strongly denounced the severe violence perpetrated by rioters in Lhasa during a meeting with the Chinese ambassador to the country. The minister reiterated that the Comorian government and people firmly support the Chinese government's efforts in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Meanwhile, Iraqi Deputy Foreign Minister Labid Abawi says Iraq supports the Chinese government's lawful measures to tackle the Lhasa riots. Abawi also expressed his confidence in the Chinese government's ability to maintain peace and stability in the country. Sayid Badr bin Hamad Al-Busaidi, Secretary General of Oman's Foreign Ministry, says his country understands and respects the lawful action taken by the Chinese government to deal with severe violence and opposes any attempts to interfere in China's internal affairs. Unfortunately, the Chinese government does censor its country's media coverage on news, and CRI itself was set up for public relations station on shortwave to the world. There was little mention of the violent acts China took against the protesting of Tibetan monks. Also, in case you were wondering where Radio New Zealand went on to March the 6th, they undertook transmitter maintenance between 11:45 to 1700 hours UTC. Remember, on the 30th of March, Radio New Zealand will be changing frequencies. The link is on the website www.dx.hriradio.org. And if this news was not enough, we recommend The World of Radio by Glenn Horser, the website www.worldofradio.com, and also DXing with Cumbrae, www.cumbraedx.org, and Cumbrae is spelt Cumbre. DX Extra is being relayed by World FM 88.5 FM in Tawa, Wellington, New Zealand. worldfm.co.nz. Kia ora, everyone. Until next time, remember, shortwave radio is still full of mysteries. Keep tuning and keep reporting. Take care and stay safe.
When you need that extra thing but you can't put your finger on it, we know what it is.
You need the DX Extra. It completes your digest of shortwave radio news. It's free and available now at
www.dx.hriradio.org. And you can always email us at info@hriradio.org.
I once met a man with a sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill with.